Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 53. Lows dip down to about 23 tonight, partly cloudy skies. 40 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Cloudy skies expected Friday, decreasing clouds by Saturday. Upper 30s, Friday, 40s by Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 46.
Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement investigating the death of two people at a home in Topeka have identified the homicide victim as Erica Beckham, 35, of Topeka, and the deceased suspect as Travoris Steele, 26, of Topeka. Just after 11:45 p.m. on Friday, police responded to the report of a possible shooting in Topeka. First responders located Beckham and Steele, who were deceased. The Topeka Police Department is still investigating this incident as a murder-suicide. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office recovered a stolen race car and a trailer. It had been stolen on October 21st from an area in rural Mayetta. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office detectives assisted with the execution of the search warrant. If anyone has information about this crime, they are asked to contact the Jackson County Sheriff's Office. I'm Stephanie Austin.
This December, Rusty Egg Ford is turning the savings all the way up. Shop our huge inventory of over 700 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Lease a 2025 Mustang EcoBoost, Mach-E Select, Escape Active, or Bronco Sport Big Ben for just $399 a month with zero down. That's right, $399 a month, zero down. Or go big with 0% financing up to 66 months, zero down payment, and no payments for 90 days on select 2025 Escape, Mach-E, Explorer, F-150, Lightning, Super Duty, RCSC, and Transit van models. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Rusty Egg Ford or shop anytime at RustyEggFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Ford FlexBuy with approved credit. See dealer for details.
A Salina man was arrested for a warrant and being intoxicated at the Freddy's restaurant drive-thru. According to the Salina police, officers were dispatched to Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers for the report of an intoxicated man inside a vehicle at the drive-thru. Officers were able to identify the driver as Eric Lawson, 48 years old. He refused to exit the vehicle. Lawson was then removed from the vehicle and a struggle ensued between him and the officers. A taser was deployed. He was booked into the Saline County Jail on requested charges of DUI, interference with law enforcement, driving while suspended, and a Saline County District Court warrant for contempt of court. Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid said yesterday that he plans to return next season, batting away any thought of an impending retirement by making a tongue-in-cheek joke about his status with the franchise that he has led to 3 Super Bowl titles. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Some families and caregivers in the state of Nebraska say they are concerned that going into the new 2026 year, after a proposal from the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services is potentially making changes to Medicaid waivers, allowing aging Nebraskans or those with disability to remain at home. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, according to the bill that is proposed, the 238-page bill modifies the age and disability waiver that would limit the need determined reimbursable hours for caregivers and make other changes that include the hours for caregivers going from the current gap of 112 hours to only 70 hours. At the same time, a paid live-in family caregiver could be reimbursed up to 40 hours as part of the program right now that has no cap. Other changes in the proposal include needing to be eligible for Nebraska's Medicaid, the definition of how a disability works, or to be over the age of 65, and meeting the new nursing facility level of care. The bill will be discussed in the upcoming legislative session. Mid-America Network News.
This December, Rusty Egg Ford is turning the savings all the way up. Shop our huge inventory of over 700 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Lease a 2025 Mustang EcoBoost, Mach-E Select, Escape Active, or Broncos Ford Big Ben for just $399 a month with zero down. That's right, $399 a month, zero down. Or go big with 0% financing up to 66 months, zero down payment, and no payments for 90 days. A select 2025 Escape, Mach-E, Explorer, F-150, Lightning, Super Duty, RCSC, and Transit van models. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Rusty Egg Ford or shop anytime at RustyEggFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Ford Flex Buy with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Gage County authorities arrested a Beatrice man, 40-year-old David Barrett, on theft, burglary, and related charges in the Virginia, Wymore, Liberty, and Beatrice areas, occurring after midnight Sunday and through midday Monday. Night shift deputies assisted in a search for a car stolen out of Beatrice. The suspect then shoplifted items at Casey's in Wymore around 6:30 a.m. Monday and refused to leave for several minutes. Deputies were unable to locate the vehicle or the suspect, who then stole another vehicle from a resident south of Virginia about 12:30 p.m. Monday afternoon. The suspect then went to the Farmers Cooperative in Virginia and stole several office items. An employee alerted authorities, who arrived at the scene and arrested Barrett on several crimes, including theft, motor vehicle theft, burglary, shoplifting, and trespassing. All items reported stolen were recovered, and the Farmers Co-op employee was not injured. A Marysville teen suffered minor injuries in a car accident in Shawnee County Sunday afternoon. Adrian Gardner, age 18, of Marysville, was reportedly a passenger in a vehicle driven by Silas Conser of Valley Falls, who lost control of the U.S. 24 on-ramp off U.S. 75, colliding with a pair of bridge pillars. The driver was seriously injured, and the passenger suffered minor injuries. Waterville Mayor Rich Anderson will step down from the post due to job requirements effective January 2nd. He served as mayor the past 4 years and councilman 4 years prior to that. Chuck Tryon will assume the job of Waterville mayor. Riverside Market in Blue Rapids is closing effective the end of December with the retirement of John and Jen Bergkamp, who owned and operated the grocery, deli, and floral shop for 5 years. The business and building are listed for sale. The vacant Family Dollar Store building in Washington was sold at auction and was purchased for $214,000 by Bruna Implement. No plans were announced for the three-year-old 10,000-foot structure, which operated briefly as a dollar store for some 8 months, before several new stores were closed shortly after opening, including Washington and Belleville. An unidentified buyer purchased the Belleville building at auction in November. A fundraiser toward medical expenses for Aaron Wartenberger, who is battling cancer, is planned Wednesday at Marysville Mercantile. Coffee and sourdough bread purchase proceeds today from 8 to 6 will be donated toward the cause. Donations may also be left. The business is located in the South Kester House in Marysville. Marshall County Courthouse closed to the public Wednesday for year-end closeout. All county offices will be closed Thursday for New Year's. The 2nd Judicial District Nominating Commission will conduct interviews with 8 nominees January 9th, beginning at 9 a.m. in the courthouse at Westmoreland. They'll then make a recommendation to fill the unexpired term of District Judge Eric Campbell, who passed away in September. The Judicial District includes Pottawatomie, Wimmonsee, Jackson, and Jefferson counties. That post will be up for re-election at the next general election for a full 4-year term. Services for Michael G. Schmitz, age 65, of Marysville, who passed away December 9th, will be Friday, January 2nd, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Michael Schmitz. A celebration of life service for Michael K. Mike Kramer, age 66, of Greenleaf, who passed away December 15th, is planned Saturday, January 3rd, at noon at the Greenleaf American Legion, with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Mike Kramer. Sharon L. Seematter, age 77, of Frankfort, passed away December 19th. Funeral service January 10th at 10:30 from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort.
burial in Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Rosary January 9th at 7 p.m. at the church, with a visitation January 9th from 1 to 5 at the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Sharon C. Matter.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Some sunshine throughout New Year's Day Thursday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then staying partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Staying sunny still throughout Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s, then partly cloudy skies Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Mostly sunny skies over Saturday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Still staying sunny by Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine and still warmer throughout next Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s, and mostly sunny skies throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 39, record high on this day 70. The average low 16 and the record low 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:49, sunset this evening at 5:12.
Happy Birthday to You is the most performed song of the past 100 years. What's number two? We have the answer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 31st, the 365th and final day of the year. Singer John Denver was born on this day. On New Year's Eve, we all break into a chorus of Auld Lang Syne. It's a curious Scottish phrase that most closely translates to for times gone by or for old time's sake. Poet Robert Burns gets credit as the author, but even he admits to adapting it from old folk songs, perhaps going back to the 16th century. It took the new media of the 20th century, though, to make the song a true hit. Popularized by bandleader Guy Lombardo and first played as a New Year's Eve song on this night in 1929, Auld Lang Syne is now the second most performed song of all time after Happy Birthday to You. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia. Still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hobble store.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier, and Happy New Year's Eve. Kansas State women's basketball team is back in action with a tip-off today at 2 p.m. as it is their final one of 2025 before they go into conference plays that starts on Sunday, January 4th. The women's basketball team fell to number 8 TCU this past weekend with a 77-55 loss. As the head coach for the women's basketball team says, they have some work to do going into the new year.
We've got an extremely young group that has played that way at times, and at times they played above their years, and at times you look out there and you go, they're freshmen and they got to grow up as quick as they can, and so we have some real inconsistencies there. But I would give TCU credit in that they didn't give us anything easy, and so therefore everything was a grind, right? And so there wasn't many open looks. They really guarded our three-point shot well.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The Kia Season of New Tradition sales event at Midwest Kia is on, and the deals are stacking up just in time for Christmas. Right now, get 0% APR on select new 2025 Kia models with Kia Motors Finance. Then find the ornament on the windshield to stack another $750 off. Gift yourself even more savings with exclusive dealer discounts from Midwest Kia with up to 4% off MSRP. And yes, that can be combined with the national incentives. Trading in with qualified trade, get up to $1,000 additional dealer discount. That's 0% financing, ornament cash, dealer discount, and a $1,000 trade-in bonus. All on top of Kia's legendary value and 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. But hurry, these deals end January 5th. Visit MidwestKia.com or stop by today for a better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Example, stock number K14927, 2025 NERO, MSRP 34405, 4% dealer discount of $1,376, 0% APR up to 60 months, plus $750 bonus cash with approved credit to Kia Motors Finance, $16 per month for $1,000 finance. Trade Assist is a dealer discount available with qualifying trade-in, 2018 or newer, under 100,000 miles. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly breaks down the timeline as construction and design begins on the new Kansas City Chiefs Stadium that's moving over to the Kansas side of the line. As she says, there's been cooperation with all teams involved on the investments that are coming to the state.
As we move into, you know, the development construction phase, I think it will become very concrete and very real. We all acted as a team. I think that certainty and stability of that communication with one entity was a major factor. It's not going to cost Kansas taxpayers one new cent. They're not going to be paying more sales tax, in 2031.
The state of Kansas does plan to finance 60% of the new Chiefs Stadium that is labeled to be at near $3 billion, but will be paid back through sales tax revenue from the multi-county bond district. The Chiefs also agreed to build their headquarters and training facilities in Olathe, Kansas, with an additional $1 billion to build entertainment districts on both sides of the state line.
High school basketball action Monday. Diller Odell girls took Meridian 52-13. The Diller Odell boys took Meridian 59-36. In winter showcase games on Tuesday, Washington County girls took Superior 36-25. Superior boys won 38-35. Frankfort girls fell to Thayer Central 44-7. Boys defeated Thayer Central 45-34. Valley Heights girls over Fairbury 69-39. Mustang boys fell to Fairbury 42-12. Lynn girls over Rock Hills 52-40, while the boys took Rock Hills 55-38. Holiday Showcase games continue Wednesday. We'll air the Washington County Superior games at 11 and 12:30, Valley Heights versus Fairbury at 2 and again at 3:30 on KNDY FM 95.5, on air online, and on our mobile app.
The new Winter Showcase kicked off down in Frankfort between the Wildcats and the Thayer Central Titans on a Tuesday. In the first girls' contest, it was all Thayer Central as they handled Frankfort 44-7. Frankfort was held to 2 points in the first half as Thayer's Paige Teagan went off for a game-high 13 points as Thayer Central defeated Frankfort 44-7. In the boys' contest, it was nip and tuck most of the way. Frankfort jumped out to a 12-7 lead at the end of the first quarter and didn't look back as they defeated Thayer Central 45-34. Wes Anderson led the way for the Frankfort Wildcats with 26 points. 9 of those came in the fourth quarter as he outscored Thayer Central himself in that fourth to push Frankfort to their sixth victory on the season, a 45-34 win over Thayer Central. Both teams will be back in action tomorrow, taking on Rock Hills at Lynn as the Winter Showcase continues, as the Frankfort girls drop to 5-4 on the season, while the Frankfort boys move to 6-3 on the year. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blasky.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY each evening following sports at around 5:20. With Monday's Spotlight, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday's Washington County and Marysville. Tune in for the Coach's Corner, plus live coverage of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and area games live on FM 95.5.
The unique shape of Buddha Belly Tropical Succulent makes it a standout in any indoor garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The base of the plant is swollen, knobby, and gray. The stem narrows towards the top, inspiring another common name, bottle euphorbia. All parts of this plant are toxic, and if ingested, cause nausea and diarrhea, thus the other common name, purging nut. Grow this plant in a sunny location in a well-drained potting mix. Allow the soil to dry between waterings and water less often in winter. Buddha Belly grows 2 to 3 feet tall indoors. Lobed gray-green leaves appear on the upper portion of the plant, and coral red flowers appear sporadically throughout the winter. Green seed capsules may develop, and when mature, turn brown, open, and expel seeds across the room. Cover the pods with mesh netting to capture the seeds and start new plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Occasionally, a winter storm will leave motorists stranded and locals will come to their aid. That was the case in one small town in 1937. They were suddenly helping 200 people through a three-day ordeal. The story is part of our Best of 2025 series, next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Frank Conklin has lived in Glenn, Michigan for just about his entire life. He remembers the main highway that used to pass through this small town.
US 31, and it came to Glen, and then it turned and went east, and then went around and went to the north.
And in the 1930s, Highway 31 was the main highway from Chicago, around Lake Michigan, and up into his home state. But it was an event in the 1930s that brought this small town a lot of attention.
A snow blizzard in 1937, and trucks were all blocked here with big snow drifts and everything.
The blizzard on December 7th of that year stranded about 150 cars and about 50 trucks, over 200 motorists in this very small town. Locals came to the aid of those who were stuck in the storm.
They had breakfast at the restaurant in Glen, and they had places for them to stay, you know, the church and different things. And they were running out of food, but they had a shipment of pancake batter, so they made a lot of pancakes.
Those vehicles were stuck in Glen for 3 days, and that pancake batter fed the entire throng for the duration.
The event made national news, with the citizens of Glenn supplying pancakes for every meal to get through the blizzard. The next year, the town began a pancake festival. An event at its height included carnival rides and drew quite a crowd. As Daniel Michael explains, the town continues to celebrate pancakes throughout the year, every year.
There are three breakfasts on the main holidays in the summer, and then we have a pancake dinner commemorating the blizzard on December 7th every year.
While the main highway now bypasses this town, many people still do come here for the pancakes, and the welcome sign still proclaims this as Pancake Town, a unique piece of history still celebrated by those who live here. Traveling the countryside in Glenn, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
There's an old saying used by ice fishermen, thick and blue, tried and true, thin and crispy, way too risky. I'm Jody Henke. Check the ice before you walk on it, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
To ice fish in the winter, but I'm very careful stepping out on a frozen body of water because ice is never uniform. Factors like wind, natural springs, and obstacles protruding from the water make a difference in ice formation. Clear ice with a bluish-green tint is the first ice that forms and is the strongest you'll see all season. And once that ice is about 4 inches thick, it's okay to fish or ice skate on. But if there's a covering of snow, be very careful. Mick Clemesrud with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says snow puts the brakes on ice development.
The worst scenario would be if a farm pond froze, had about an inch or two of ice on it, and then you get a lot of snow. That snow is going to be just like an insulation blanket in your attic. It's going to stop or really, really slow the ice growth. No matter how cold it gets, that snow really keeps the cold away from the ice.
You can drill holes to see how deep the ice is, and you'll notice a drastic difference in thickness between the areas that have snow cover and those that don't. There could be as much as 50% more ice in the open areas. Dangerous ice has an off color. It can look milky white, gray, or black due to being saturated with water. Ice that's rotting has a honeycomb look to it from the ice crystals starting to separate. That means it's in its final stage of disintegration.
If you put an ice auger on honeycombing ice and you start to cut, you'll see big chunks of the stuff coming up. It doesn't have that fine shaving that you have earlier in the year. It's very dangerous ice. It's weak ice. It's ice that will give way under weight. It's been stressed to the point where it's going to be going out shortly.
Learn more on how to decipher ice formation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If Jeopardy had a category called Things People Procrastinate About, writing a will would probably top the list. Hi, I'm Rob West with your Faith and Finance Minute. Without a will, your assets could be tied up in probate, leaving a court to decide how your estate is divided. That process can be long, costly, and emotionally draining for your loved ones who are already grieving your loss. Thankfully, it doesn't have to be that way. Life is full of unexpected turns, and while we trust God in all things, wisdom calls us to prepare, especially when it comes to our finances and family care. And the good news? It's more affordable than most people realize. So don't wait any longer. Create your will. It's an act of stewardship that offers comfort, clarity, and care when it matters most. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
Keeping cattle in line with virtual fencing. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly, a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Livestock operators can make pasture land more regenerative with virtual fencing. Caitlin Dozler heads the virtual fence grazing program for the University of Missouri's Center for Regenerative Agriculture and explains the concept.
Simply think of it as a shock collar on a dog, except on a cow. That electric pulse oftentimes is less than what they would receive if they hit a typical electric fence.
The equipment involves wearable collars for the livestock, which are tracked and controlled by an application that uses GPS data, says Dozler.
On average, they say it takes 7 to 10 days to train your herd. It's obviously herd dependent. I've seen cattle learn it in as fast as 30 minutes. And I've seen and heard stories about some livestock that just eventually don't get it and they have to be pulled from the herd because something's just not clicking.
Change the parameters often and the system becomes regenerative. Dozler says you'll still need a physical fence surrounding the total grazing area.
You're trying to graze a cover crop field next to a busy county road. You need some sort of physical perimeter fence, whether that's a single, electric fence, something like that.
Dozler says the system can be a real time and labor saver. Several companies produce these systems currently. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. As we wrap up the calendar year, the market is reflecting the typical holiday lull, but with several key factors keeping producers on their toes. According to the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the USDA Market News Service, hay movement across the state remained slow over the Christmas week. However, even with the holiday break, we did see a handful of new sales reported. Overall, prices have held steady, though we are seeing some localized shifts in the eastern half of the state. The primary driver of the market right now is the unseasonably warm weather. Across much of Kansas, the mild temperatures have allowed cattle to stay out on grass and wheat pastures much longer than expected for late December. This has put a significant dent in the immediate need for supplemental feeding, which has kept demand in the light to moderate category for most regions. In the southwest and south central areas, trade was slow to moderate. Dairy alfalfa is currently trading between 95 cents and $1 per point of RFV. Good quality stock cow hay is holding firm between $130 and $140, while grinding alfalfa delivered to the yard is sitting in the $140 to $150 range. In the southeast and north central regions, we actually saw some upward movement. Grinding alfalfa jumped about $10 higher this week, while brome hay saw a $5 bump. This shows that despite the slow movement, there is still underlying strength in those specific markets. Up in the northwest, demand remains the lightest in the state. Grinding alfalfa there is being delivered for $85 to $95, with wheat hay moving at roughly $90 for large squares. As we look toward the first week of 2026, many producers are choosing to sit on their current inventories. There is a general expectation that if we see a significant winter storm or a drop in temperature demand and prices, could see a sharp uptick.
For now, the market remains in a wait-and-see mode. The next Kansas Hay Report is scheduled for release on Tuesday, January 13th of 2026. It follows the standard weekly Tuesday cycle published by the USDA and the Kansas Department of Agriculture.
The Kia Season of New Tradition sales event at Midwest Kia is on, and the deals are stacking up just in time for Christmas. Right now, get 0% APR on select new 2025 Kia models with Kia Motors Finance. Then, find the ornament on the windshield to stack another $750 off. Gift yourself even more savings with exclusive dealer discounts from Midwest Kia with up to 4% off MSRP. And yes, that can be combined with the national incentives. Trading in with qualified trade, get up to $1,000 additional dealer discount. That's 0% financing, ornament cash, dealer discount, and a $1,000 trade-in bonus, all on top of Kia's legendary value and 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. But hurry, these deals end January 5th. Visit MidwestKia.com or stop by today for a better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Example stock number K14927, 2025 Nero, MSRP 34405, 4% dealer discount of $1,376, 0% APR up to 60 months plus $750 bonus cash with approved credit to Kia Motors Finance, $16 per month for $1,000 finance. Trade Assist is a dealer discount available with qualifying trade-in, 2018 or newer, under 100,000 miles.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Your barn is a warm, welcoming refuge for wild critters. Put up the no vacancy sign and keep them out on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Opossums and other wild critters would love to snuggle up and spend the winter in your barn if the opportunity is there. Kathy Garza Bear with the Ohio Division of Wildlife says critters go into a barn because it has ample food and warm bedding, and it's often easy to get inside.
A lot of barns usually aren't made like homes that we live in, so the structure does have weak points. There can be boards missing off the sides, cracks in foundations, holes in roofs. So you need to seal up all those cracks in the foundation, fill them in with a little bit of cement, replace missing boards. If you have broken window panes, fix the glass.
Keep animal feed covered with tight-fitting lids and restrict open water if you can. Tidying up the barn and getting rid of debris and piles will mean fewer places to hide. If the animals have already set up housekeeping and you'd rather they go somewhere else, you could live trap them. However, make sure you know your state's regulations on where wildlife can be taken. In some cases, it might be better to call for professional help.
Some people will hire a damage trap or a person that will come out because you're suffering some kind of damage, or maybe you just have a fear of having this animal near your livestock. They can remove them through trapping them. You can use devices for bats or birds in those openings in your barns to exclude them once they fly out for the night. This screening or mesh or netting can be put in place, and that way they can't come back in.
You have to be persistent and vigilant to keep wildlife out, and it helps to have a few hungry barn cats for rodent control. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for keeping unwanted critters out of the barn at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. As cattle producers enter bull buying season, K-State Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner stresses the importance of selecting the right sires and managing that selection carefully.
Bulls are an investment, and the genetics that we use in the cow herd, that's an investment. It should be viewed as such, and we know that we want that investment to pay off over time as we move forward, and the genetic selection decisions that we make, you know, we'll see the effects of that for several years after that as we see the results from those progeny. Especially if we keep females back within that cow herd, we know that's really critical. And so, you know, I think it's just important for folks to just think about that hey, you're making a long-term investment in the cow herd, especially here in recent years, as we know that beef cattle prices have gone up, prices for feeder calves and females have gone up, and prices for bulls have gone up as well, too. In the case of the sires that we use, we want to try to spread those costs out over as many females and breeding seasons as possible. So I think there's also an importance that needs to be placed on managing those bulls appropriately to try to maximize or extend their longevity in the cow herd.
Warner outlines key factors to consider when preparing bulls for turnout and highlights resources available to help producers make decisions.
Going back and looking at those younger bulls, those 2 and 3 year old bulls that we've used here for our initial breeding seasons, you know, really thinking about where those bulls are from a weight, from a muscle and body condition standpoint. Look at those bulls now during the off season of use. And do we need to be doing some strategic supplementation on those bulls? We've got some nice resources to be able to help folks with those management plans if they need to do that here at K-State Research and Extension.
He emphasizes that year-round management is critical in improving herd productivity.
You know, make sure you schedule those breeding soundness exams well out prior to the start of the breeding season. Give yourself plenty of time if you've got an animal that's marginal or doesn't pass right away for an opportunity to be rechecked prior to the start of the breeding season. But it comes back to the importance of management, providing bedding, making sure that we're managing those bulls appropriately this time of the year. Good general management is really critical to think about managing them as an investment for long-term use in the herd.
That was K-State Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner with what producers can do to prepare for the bull buying season. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Wednesday as we get a little closer to the end of the year. We are still seeing mixed numbers across the board in the grains market, and those numbers have been going back and forth since the opening minutes of the trade day for the seeds market. We now have mixed to mostly lower numbers across the board as some more green numbers popped up midway through the trade day. And for the livestock, the cattle continue to be all in the green, and the hogs just switched up midway through the day, and now they are mostly in the red. In the corn market, March corn up half a cent at 441 even. May also up half a cent at 449 even. Kansas City wheat for March down 6 cents at 516 even. May also down 6 cents at 529 even. In the oats market, March oats up a quarter cent at 305 even. May down a half cent at 312 even. In the bean market, January beans down 13 and three quarters at 1032 and a half. March also down 13 and three quarters at 1048 and a half. Soybean meal for January down a dollar at 295.70. March down 220 at 310. Soybean oil for January down 76 cents at 48.17. March down 81 cents at 48.63.
In the cotton market, March cotton down a penny now at 64.31. May up 3 cents at 65.67. Looking at the currencies for the first time in today's trade day and the last time of 2025, the U.S. dollar index for March up 15 cents at 98.10. June up 11 cents at 97.80. The euro for March is slightly in the red, down to $1.17, with June in the red as well, but at $1.18. The Japanese yen for March is slightly in the red, down to 64 cents, and the same goes for the June yen, slightly in the red at 64 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and the S&P 500 slides but gets set to close out 2025 with 17% gain. And the Dow Jones down 126 points at 48,240. The S&P 500 down 15 points at 6,880. And the NASDAQ down 44 points at 23,374.
This December, Rusty Egg Ford is turning the savings all the way up. Shop our huge inventory of over 700 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Lease a 2025 Mustang EcoBoost, Mach-E Select, Escape Active, or Bronco Sport Big Ben for just $399 a month with zero down. That's right, $399 a month, zero down. Or go big with 0% financing up to 66 months, zero down payment, and no payments for 90 days on select 2025 Escape, Mach-E, Explorer, F-150, Lightning, Super Duty, RCSC, and Transit van models. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Rusty Egg Ford or shop anytime at RustyEggFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Ford Flex Buy with approved.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The final day of the year finds the major stock averages in retreat. Going into the midday, the Dow was off 148 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 and NASDAQ Composite were both lower by about 0.3%. Despite today's losses, 2025 is already headed into the Wall Street history books. Only five times since 1940 has the stock market recorded three consecutive years of double-digit advances. The S&P is poised to gain 17% in 2025. Home prices are going up, but not as fast as they once were. The Federal Housing Finance Agency says prices in October were up 1.7% compared to the same month a year ago. That's the slowest rise in more than 13 years. And Tesla has run into some sales troubles. Hit by stiffer competition and the expiration of federal tax credits for electric vehicles, the EV maker will likely also record a second straight year of declining deliveries. Jim Ryan, ABC News.